Stand by. Your Steve Jones Show audio is loading now. SteveJonesShow.com podcasts are sponsored by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Oh, great to be with you. It is Memorial Day weekend, and the countdown, boys and girls, is on. We're 98 days away from the opener with Ohio University. Not that I'm counting.
Not
Maybe
you.
I am.
Not you.
Not me. Dawning of a new era. Bill O'Brien, I'm telling you, you have to be around him for maybe 35 seconds to realize he's the real deal and he's got it. He'll do a great job. Today's show being brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And, of course, we're at the Chateau, named, by the way, by Jack Ham personally.
Is that where that came from? I did not know that.
Well, he's been here.
Well, I knew that, but I didn't realize.
He's been here. I mean, he loves this setup. He says, he says, this is the Chateau. I said, of course. You know, look, you saw every once in a while we drink a little Perrier in the booth.
I mean, that was the best.
I mean, do you think?
Pardon me, can I have the Perrier, please, while we do the blue-white game?
Even though that's French and that was a British accent, but you get the idea.
We are a highbrow broadcast unit.
Pardon me. You know, what was really weird, though, is watching Roger Corey start making cappuccinos there. That was a little weird.
No, Roger's a... Let me tell you a story about Roger. Roger, who's just one of the great guys. I love Roger. One year, I was downstairs. I grabbed myself a cup of coffee. And I thought, you know, Joe's going to be upstairs. You know, he loves to have a cup of coffee, and I don't think they have anything upstairs. So I took out a big cup and I poured Joe a cup of coffee. Always, you know, he has coffee black. Nothing else. So I just poured a cup of coffee, whatever. I bring it upstairs, give it to Joe, and Joe looks at me. And says, "Hey, Steve, great, thanks a lot." He said, "Did anybody mention this to you?" I said, "Nah, I just did it on my own." He goes, "Hey, that's terrific, thanks." So Roger makes a mental note. And the next year, he brings Joe a cup of coffee. And I won't tell you where it came from, because we're always looking for all the sponsors to jump on board, okay? But he goes, "Oh," he says, "this coffee's awful." He said, "Where'd you get this coffee from?" Roger tells him. He says, tell him he's a great guy. He says, "But he makes a lousy cup of coffee."
Great guy. Lousy cup of coffee.
Roger put his head down. He just put his head down.
As my kid would say, fail.
He was trying to do something really nice, and he felt defeated.
Fail.
Then, one year, for whatever reason, I don't know if he hadn't eaten breakfast or whatever the deal was, and I know I hadn't, get up to the booth, and for the blue-white game, there's no food in the press box. And you notice this year there was.
Yes, I did notice that. I was glad, too.
Well, what happened was that they, I want to go back, maybe it was the 2006 or 7 blue-white game. Joe says on the broadcast, he goes, "Geez, dude, there's no food up here." On the broadcast. I mean, because look, you know how we did this thing. It was just two guys sitting together watching the game. It turned out one was the announcer, the other was the head football coach. But we bantered back and forth all the time. We talked. Two friends watching a game. Okay? And he just said, he says, "Geez, dude, there's no food up here." So I explained to him, "Nah, it's not for the blue-white game." He says, "Ah, geez, I could use a sandwich." The next year, You're bringing him food left and right. Like, I thought, oh, man, I should have him complain that, you know, there's no champagne up here either. That would have worked out great.
I always love listening to the broadcast, though, because you could put him up in the booth, but he'd still be coaching. Ah, you can't go there.
Well, no.
I love that.
You know how I talk all the time about how a quarterback needs to know where all the all 21 chess pieces are on the board? And that's what he knew. He knew where all 22 chess pieces should be all the time, every play. I mean, subtle things that you're like, oh, I didn't see that, and he sees it. Yeah, it's the way it was. Billy's the same way. He has a lot of the same traits. He'll look at something and goes, yo. My favorite is when he looks up, he says, run what you think it is.
Run what you think it is.
When Bill O'Brien does that, he says, run what you think it is. I think to myself, this isn't good. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. All right, let me check this poll here.
You know, I don't care what level you're coaching. There's nothing more frustrating than when you get a play or a formation in, and one of the players goes, where do I line up on that?
Well, see, that's where your quarterback has to be the guy. Your quarterback needs to be the guy that puts you into that spot at that moment.
That's what's fun with youth football, because you have those conversations all the time. There's usually three running backs and a quarterback, and all of them are in a huddle after the huddle. And you're like, why do you guys keep huddling up afterwards? We're trying to figure out where we're supposed to be in this formation. At that point, you know what you have to work on Monday in practice.
63% NASCAR, 33% IndyCar.
That's not true.
I just looked at it. I'm just reading the poll.
I think the numbers are skewed.
The numbers are skewed. That's equivalent to what the ratings are. Right?
Well, that's, yeah, I give you, well, it is 60-inch.
What are you,
embellished, maybe? Maybe embellished a little bit?
Shows your role.
There you go.
Our numbers, there we go.
There we go.
Memorial Day show will be recorded as a podcast for later listening. You can actually answer that, Kev.
The answer will be yes. You'll be able to listen to it from stevejonesshow.com.
Also, looking for talking points. How about the Yankees as they are starting to come out of their losing skid? In what way?
Well, they're scoring runs.
Kev, they've lost, I think, 10 of their last 14?
I know, what was it? Was it Wednesday night they scored 6?
Against?
That I don't remember. I just remember they scored 6. And here's how
Kansas
I remember.
City.
I get a discount on pizza when that happens. That's how
Kansas
I remember.
Kansas City. Okay? Kansas City. I know Steve is a Red Sox fan, which I think is a travesty.
Me too.
You have to remember where I grew up.
I get that.
You have to remember where I grew up.
I get that part.
I grew up in New England. Right? It's the way it is. A lot of Yankee fans, one of them being me, and my brother, by the way. My brother is a huge Yankee fan. I tell you the story about taking my brother to a Red Sox game up in the EMC Suites.
No, you talked about a picture. That was it.
My brother, huge Yankee fan. I take him to see the Red Sox and the Phillies in the 406 Club EMC Club. Okay, it's the big suite that is right behind home plate.
Where they have Perrier.
If you wish. There's food, comfortable seats, incredible. So we go in there. I take him, two of my brother-in-laws. Not only that, we had parking. There's actually a parking lot underneath the center field fence at Fenway. I was given a pass to that lot. I mean, it was primo. Well, in there, they not only have the seats and the food, but they also have a bar. Now, remember who owns the Red Sox? John Henry, Larry Lucchino, and, Tom Werner. What was Tom Werner one of the producers of? Cheers.
I forgot about that.
Yes. And guess what the bar is?
Oh, really?
It's the actual bar from the set of the TV show
Really?
Cheers.
That's awesome.
So I tell my brother this. He's, Now, my brother's a huge Yankee fan, giant Yankee fan. He says, "You're kidding me." I said, "No." I said, "This is actually the bar from the set of the TV show Cheers." He says, "This is unbelievable." I said, "And that is Norm's chair." So he plops himself into Norm's chair. He says, "You know what?" He says, "I really hate the Red Sox, but this is really cool." So for a little bit, I swung him for a little bit. For a little bit, a little whining, dining, and a little cheer set for a moment. And because it was the Phillies they were playing that night, Tommy did homer, by the way, in a 12-1 Red Sox rout. Pedro Martinez, brilliant. Phillies that night, not.
Not so brilliant.
No. In fact, the home run was hit after a rain delay. And
so who cares? You were at the Cheers bar, rain delay or not, didn't matter.
Right, we just hanging out. Like, this was just the greatest thing.
See, I would have probably had said something like, go sitting in Norm's chair going, it's a dog-eat-dog world out there, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear.
Exactly. Exactly. He says, you know, how's the fast lane, Norm? Still looking for the on-ramp.
That's my other favorite one. That's my other favorite Normie line.
So, to get to Ryan's question, we have talked about the Yankees. And my issue with the Yankees is this. A-Rod is tailing off. I know he had two home runs the other night, but he's tailed off. Striking out more. Teixeira has too much of an uppercut. That's become an issue. Now, Cano is a great player. We know what Granderson obviously can be. Having Brett Gardner out has not helped. But when you get excited that you're getting Andy Pettitte back, if it was so great to have him with you, why didn't you have him the first day of spring training?
But at least they won two in a row. And they're above 500.
Yes, they are.
Small victories.
Now, can they win the division? Yeah, it's still close enough and still a long way to go. But the Yankees are built a certain way. They are built to outscore you with their offense. They are not built to outpitch you, and they are not built to be better defensively. They're not bad defensively, by the way. When Teixeira was signed, he solidified the entire infield. The Yankees had a mediocre defensive infield in terms of how they played until Teixeira got there and bailed out mistakes. He's a heck of a first baseman. But that's how they're built. They must have, if their offense is sputtering at all, they will then sputter, because usually most teams that win 90 to 100 games, they will go through a season where it's not going to be perfect the entire time. Where if the pitching goes a little bit south, the hitting picks up and balances it off and bails them out. Or the pitching isn't that great, hitting's okay, your fielding goes into a slump. Well, pitching and hitting bail it out. Or if you're pitching, or if your hitting goes into a slump, suddenly you get a series of well-pitched games. The Yankees aren't built that way. They are built in such a way where they need to out-hit you as often as possible to win. And if their hitting goes into a slump, it's very rare when their pitching has bailed them out. See, this is the issue the Pirates are going to face. The Pirates are getting one well-pitched game after another. There will be a point over a two-week span where their pitching is going to go into a slump. They don't have the hitting to make up for it. And this is where the Phillies were so good for so long. The Phillies, because they had Halliday and they had Lee and they had Hamels, they go through great streaks. And guess what? If the hitting wasn't clicking, those three guys could get done. They'd be fine. No long losing streak, the whole thing. But you know what? Even they go into slumps. Well, if they went into a slump, the Phillies, between Utley and Howard and Victorino and Rollins and right, and then, of course, the addition of Hunter Pence, then the hitting would bail them out. Well, right now, the Phillies are in that stagnant area. I mean, last night, they survived last night against the Cardinals. It ended up being a great win. But that's where with the Yankees, I mean, incredibly talented. Teixeira's great talent, but he's got, you look at his swings, a little bit more uppercut than I remember him being.
And so he's not quite out of it. Cano's a great player. Jeter, ever since he got the 3,000 hit, is relaxed and played great ball. A-Rod has not been playing well. I know he had two the other night, but hasn't been playing well. Granderson is, for the most part, been pretty good for them. Not having Gardner's hurt, because there's a guy that's a hustle jumpstart kind of guy. Russell Martin's been okay behind the plate. But again, it comes down to what can they give you on the mound, and they don't give you a lot of consistency on the mound. If they're not hitting, that's where they struggle, because that's not how they're built. So there you go, Ryan, and we'll talk obviously more about the Yankees as the time goes along. Very aware it's a big Yankee area. I know everything in that area is either Phillies, Yankees, and then that Yankee thing really extends up into the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre area. I know they have the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre Yankees who have to play every game this season on the road, but still, I know it's a huge Yankee area.
Seen a lot of Orioles people now coming up simply because of the fact that, you know, it's okay to root for them now that they're actually playing well.
And Adam Jones is going to get a 6-year contract for them. And I told you, what, 3 weeks ago when I saw the Orioles play the Red Sox at Fenway, how much I liked them, and I specifically singled him out.
Well, he's not getting just a 6-year deal. It's like $85.5 million.
Well, good. I think we ought to have him on the show, and I think in the end, I mean, schmooze him in such a way where maybe we get a few bucks.
That's over Tejada land right now.
Yeah. Impressive. All right. 1-800-795-9565. Want to hear from you. We'll come back with more of the show in a moment. Today's show is being brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And, of course, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Back with more on WKOK after this.
Good evening, everybody.
What's going down, Mr. Peterson?
My cheeks on this bar stool.
Norm. Oh, boy.
That's the first thing I would have done if I would have seen that bar, though. that's the best. I didn't realize the actual bar set was there.
Oh, it's incredible.
And do you know how many they did a thing with George Wendt and asked him how many beers he drank on that set? Do you know what the answer was?
None.
Zero. He said, I was so sick of non-alcoholic beers. He said, it drove me crazy.
Well, you know what Dean Martin drank on the show? Apple juice.
Yeah.
All the time. Drank apple juice on the show. Everyone's like, yeah, Dean's up there.
How'd you guys get in my room?
It's like, yeah, he's bombed. No.
He was early on, but then changed around later on in life. Yeah, what was his famous line? How'd everybody get in my room?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Monday we'll have a special show, and part of it, of course, Joe in his own words. So, how did he get to Brooklyn Prep?
My dad wanted me to go, so I hadn't. And I wanted to play football, so my dad, Brooklyn, than I was. He had won a scholarship to St. Augustine's, same way, but he wanted to play football. So
George could play. George was, and they both ended up going to Brooklyn. It's at 3 o'clock. We're looking forward to that. Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. We're here at the Chateau, the Sun Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street at Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 to 15, and beautiful USFL territory, Hummel's Wharf. Another half hour of this broadcast extravaganza to go for the week. Oh, stop applauding there in Danville. I saw that. Sarah Bartlett and the news coming up at the bottom of the hour. Then more Kevin Hur's Pearls of Wisdom on IndyCar. Really?
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Kevin's going to make his IndyCar pick.
I'll do that later. I want to build up the anticipation.
Hold on one second.
Okay.
Let me check here.
All right.
About anticipation. Let's see here.
It's a good song, too, by the way.
Yeah, great song. Bon Jovi. Love it.
Not up there with the Gaga, but still pretty strong.
I was thinking more Carly Simon, but
oh,
I was going a little old school. But
what, yeah. The Years of Fame?
No. Hmm. No.
Hmm. Just, you know, but let me see here about right. building anticipation. You say you're building anticipation?
I'm building it. I'm building the anticipation.
Mm-hmm. Let me see here. Let's see.
New Aero kits for 2013 and 14.
Really?
Yep. It's not going to be all Dallara chassis anymore. That's 70%. The whole series.
70% say they favor NASCAR to your 30%.
I'm so sorry for them. You don't know what you're
not building. You're not building anticipation.
We'll see that number change on Monday after the race has just been that outstanding. Oh, this is been kidding about this a lot all week. This may be the most exciting Indy 500 in years because I've never seen the cars, and I've watched it a lot. I wouldn't say mm-hmm. I'm an expert, but I am above the average you fan.
It. You love it.
I have never seen the cars able to handle the aerodynamic turbulence one car behind the other as they have with this new aero package. That's where I think this race is going to be much more interesting. You're still going to have your slingshot passing, but you're going to see cars end up a little closer together because I don't think you're going to see as much dirty.
And I just want to say on behalf of the EPA, I am anti-dirty air.
You're completely against dirty air.
Yeah, I mean, really. And I'm for clean water. Our number is one. What?
And from what I've seen from practice highlights today on carb day, the racing, the practice racing has been very, very tight. Well, that's been always the big argument between NASCAR and open wheel racing. Is that there's big gaps between the cars because of the turbulence that those back wings have. Well, the wings have lowered quite a bit, and now you have a lot less turbulence coming off the back of the vehicle. So I think that that argument is going to be gone this time around.
Okay. Today's show being brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. We're at the Chateau, the Sunbury Motors Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, at Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 to 15 in beautiful Hummel's Wharf. Well, your pick is coming up.
That's correct.
Rangers and Devils tonight. The Devils have carried the play in each of the last three games. They haven't won the three games, but they carried the play. Now, they took the lead 3-0 in the opening 16 minutes of the first period. From that point until the midway point of the third period, the Rangers totally dominated the game and got themselves back in it, and then the Devils turned it back on. Rarely see that. They'll play Game 6 tonight at The Rock in Newark, a.k.a. the Prudential Center. Celtics and Sixers tomorrow night. That will be at TD Garden.
Just my opinion, I think Sixer fans should be happy this is going 7.
Well, of course they should be.
I mean, I did not think this was going to end up going 7.
Look, Miami is rooting very hard for the Sixers. They are rooting very hard for the Sixers. Because for whatever reason, they have not matched up well with the Celtics this season. Celtics beat them 4 out of 6 times. And not only that, the Celtics, in one of the two losses, were down big the first time around, came all the way back and almost got them. For some reason, Miami does not match up well with Boston. Now, the big advantage is, say, for example, the Celtics were to win tomorrow night. Say they win. I put them in the same boat in the opening game against Miami that I saw the Lakers against Oklahoma City. Older, out of gas, because they had to fight longer, because remember the Lakers had that 7-gamer with Denver. And I think that works tremendously to Miami's advantage. By closing out last night, the Heat did themselves multiple favors. By not closing out the other night in Philadelphia, the Celtics put themselves behind the eight ball in two ways. Number one, they had to play a 7th game against Philadelphia, which is young, playing well. And even though they're streaky and in spurts, Philadelphia is still a very good basketball team.
So they put themselves in that jeopardy, and then if they do win and survive, then they put themselves at a fatigue disadvantage against Miami, which will have had time off. Baseball coming up today looks like this. The Pirates and the Cubs will play at PNC at 7:05 tonight. The Phillies return to action at St. Louis after that wild one last night. I mean, that was wild.
You know, I didn't get a chance to see it, but I was getting the scores as the game went on, and I had to go find the highlights because it just the scores kept changing. I get them every three innings, and they were so drastically different through the game that I couldn't believe it was the same game.
Well, Shane Victorino, Freddie Galvis, they drove in three runs each last night.
Yeah.
Had a 6-run lead, held on to win 10-9. Tonight it's going to be Cliff Lee, who hasn't won a game yet, but he has that sterling 2.66 ERA. Kyle Loesch, who was the opening night starter for the Cardinals when they played Miami. It's a 5-1 record with a 2.91 ERA. That is tonight at Busch Stadium.
I want to can we go backwards for just a minute? Because I want to go backwards a little bit with your Philadelphia-Boston series now tied at 3 apiece. When you look at this series, Philadelphia winning the last 2 out of 3, every game Philadelphia's won, Boston has scored 80 or less. 80, mm-hmm. Let's say 81 in a loss, 83 in a loss, mm-hmm. 75 in a loss. They had 92 in the end. That's the only one under 100 that they've actually won. Is Philadelphia's defense causing more of a problem for Boston than maybe Boston thought?
No, Philadelphia is a team that has to play great defense because they are their scoring is challenged. There is a myth, of course, in the NBA that if you watch the last 2 minutes, you see the game, correct?
I've heard that, yes.
We hear that all the time.
Sure.
But in this series, it has been the winner of the third quarter that has been the winner of the games. The third quarter has been the swing quarter as to which team was able to seize control and a little bit of dominance. So, Ray Allen's banged up. Bradley's going to miss again. He won't play. We'll see. I mean, the Sixers certainly have a puncher's chance. They've won in Boston. They won game two there.
Yeah, as long as they can keep it under 100, they got a really good shot.
Well, 85 is the magic number.
I think, because Boston won the first one at 92-91.
Yeah,
and 91 is an awful lot of points for Philadelphia to put up on the board.
Right. 85 is the magic number. First team to 85 wins. Simple as that. Iguodala's played pretty well. Brand's played pretty well. Holiday's played really well. You know, they've had some good contributions as they've gone along. Hawes has played, has played very well, too. Let's see. I mentioned Phillies and Cardinals tonight, Pirates and Cubs. You have Colorado at Cincinnati. San Diego is be at Citi Field against the Mets. Giants at Miami. Just thrilled to see a West Coast team play in the Eastern time zone.
Is that the Washington first one this year?
Yep.
Thought so.
Washington will be at Atlanta. Braves coming off a tough beating at the hands of the Reds. Milwaukee is at Arizona tonight. Houston will be at the Dodgers. Some odd reason the Dodgers cannot seem to get east. Yankees at Oakland tonight. They're on the coast. Angels at Seattle. Also coming up tonight, it'll be Detroit at Minnesota. Cleveland will be at the White Sox. Cleveland's in first place in the Central. Toronto is at Texas. Tampa Bay will be at Fenway against the Red Sox. Kansas City at Baltimore tonight. And, of course, the Orioles announcing the contract extension for Adam Jones, 6 years, $85 million. And
that's a lot of paper.
That is paper that makes a difference. That is difference-making paper. Tell you right now, the guy I saw Jason Hamill, I thought he wowed me with his stuff. It's not the same stuff he had in Colorado, I can tell you that. He's 5-1 with a 3.12 ERA. Kind of had one of those survival games against Washington.
where he picked up the win in 5 1/3. And Kansas City will go with Bruce Chen tonight, who's 3-4 with a 4.17 ERA. And you look up the definition of no decision, he's got a pile of those. So
those are the worst if you're a pitcher.
I know.
That has to be the worst feeling in the world.
Not big. So that is the matchup tonight at Camden Yards. Miami, the athletic director, he says they remain committed to the ACC. And Miami is reaffirming its commitment to the ACC, debunking speculation that the Canes may be considered in a jump to the Big 12 or elsewhere. Sean Eichhorst is their athletic director. He released a statement that Miami has not engaged in any formal or informal discussions with any other conferences, and that the school continues to believe in the appeal and strength of the ACC. Now, they've been there since 2004. Speculations about schools such as Florida State, Clemson, and Miami in the ACC increasing in recent days, with reports linking all three to some level to the Big 12. Florida State says it's not negotiating with the Big 12. Eric Barron is their president, said earlier this month that one of the reasons for that is because the Seminoles would lose the rivalry with Miami, and that one fills the stadium. He released a pros and cons list after Florida State Board of Trustees Chairman Andy Haggard told a news source that the board would be in favor of seeing what the Big 12 might have to offer. More money, for one thing. Thursday, the chairman of Clemson's Board of Trustees said that the Tigers have not received any offers to move out of the ACC. They cautioned that the school would listen if a serious one came along. He says if we receive a viable option, a viable proposal that is presented to us by any league, we will consider it. Now, the ACC has 12 members. They're going to go to 14 with Pitt and Syracuse down the road. The Big 12 has 10 members. Again, never teach your children through sports. They replaced Texas A&M and Missouri, which are going to the SEC, with West Virginia and TCU. The buzz about possible ACC defections to the Big 12 picked up considerably last week after TCU athletic director Chris Del Conte discussed the possibility of the Canes, Tigers, and Noles wanting to switch conference. Del Conte soon clarified his remarks, saying he was only repeating rumors. Also earlier this month, the ACC and ESPN announced an extension of their television rights contract through 2027. Pack worth $3.6 billion, meaning each member institution down the road, not now, will see a 33% increase to just over $17 million a year. He said the additions of Pitt and Syracuse, as well as the new exclusive television partnership with ESPN, signal the very strength and nationwide appeal of the ACC, Eichhorst wrote. Fans will be able to watch more ACC sports and more ACC games in more ways than ever before, with the most powerful brand in sports behind us. This is an exciting time to be part of the ACC, and we are honored and humbled to be among the members. Here's the problem. The ACC should be in great shape, except when the Big 12 and the SEC announced their bowl game partnership, which, of course, the Pac-12 and Big 10 had one called the Rose Bowl. It left the ACC looking around saying, what's our bowl partnership with? The Big East?
Yay.
That's the issue. They have a great television deal. They have really some outstanding schools. You know, basketball-wise, they're fabulous. But there is the issue, of course, of the fact that they're not considered to be one of the Big Four. Big Ten, Pac-12, SEC, Big 12. They have the bowl partnerships. The ACC does not. Kevin's IndyCar pick coming up. Brace yourselves. Today's show being brought to you by, and I may have to go there before I hear the pick, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Back with more after this.
Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury has all your summer partying needs. They have beer, they have snacks, they have soda, they have water. And did I mention they have beer? Brewers Outlet has a huge selection of imports and microbrews, some incredible deals, and they're a great beverage shoppable store. Fresh roasted peanuts daily, and check this out, a new Help Yourself Pickle Bar. Brewers Outlet, the beverage supermarket Sunbury, wants you to enjoy the summer, and don't forget the beer.
Sunbury Motor Company, a tradition of trust since 1915. We have the largest selection of new and used Fords, Lincolns, Hyundais, and Kias anywhere. You want a new Ford? You got it. A 2012 Ford Fiesta four-door sedan, just $232 per month. And it gets 38 miles per gallon. And if you really want to save mileage money, come get a new 2012 Hyundai Veloster, three-door coupe with 40 miles per gallon on the highway for just $292 a month. Swing on over to Sunbury Motors Kia and try on a new 2012 Kia Forte four-door sedan for just $18,230. And when it comes to used cars, well, just head over to sunburymotors.com and search our huge selection of pre-owned vehicles where you can use our black book and take the guesswork out of trading in your old car. We give you easy access to the most up-to-date internet car buying tools. There's a reason we're number one. So come check us out today at Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai, located at 943 North 4th Street in the Auto Plaza, or Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, or go to sunburymotors.com.
It's the boss, and it's Memorial Day weekend. That's right. Roger Haddon from Asbury Park. Wrong boss. Sorry.
Oops.
Today's show being brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. We welcome them on board. They're with us every Friday. And, of course, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. All right. The moment has arrived.
All right, you ready?
Absolutely.
All right, I'm going to give you the full view now, so you're going to be very ready for the 500.
Hey, let me just sit back.
All right.
Here I go.
Listen.
Close my eyes.
You got to like Target Chip Ganassi Racing with Dario Franchitti and Scott Dixon. The problem is... Shh. Now listen closely.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Listen
too closely. Rested.
The problem is, in qualifying... Being in row five and six, in qualifying, the Honda engine wasn't as fast as the Chevy. However, the Honda engine has been proven 500 laps or 500 miles over and over and over. So that car and those drivers are definitely in the hunt. I think coming out of row five and six, an early problem could lead to a serious issue with them finishing the race. An early problem being a spin in front of them. Coming from the middle of the pack is not easy at Indianapolis. I like Tony Kanaan. Coming in the eighth spot out of row three, running the Chevy engine, very motivated driver, had some really bad luck at Indy. He's definitely due. But if you have to lay money down, out of the third spot on the outside of one, Ryan Hunter-Reay. Very consistent lap times through qualifying, and he has been very solid this year. Here's a guy who actually missed the race last year, got put back in because of driver points by his car owner, knows what it's like to be out of this race and in the race, has a renewed interest in winning it. My heart, though, has to go with Marco Andretti because I've been following the Andrettis for years. And I think he's probably got one of his best chances to win, as Vince Welsh said earlier this week. He's got a really good chance coming out of the fourth slot in row two, which puts him right behind the pole sitter, Ryan Briscoe. And there you have it.
Unfortunately, it's Monday now. All right.
Sure, you can go up for 20 minutes talking about baseball. That's fine. Now, you want to know my pick from the back of the pack?
Do I have a choice?
Sure. I'm still going to do it anyway, but you do have a choice.
Go ahead.
Justin Wilson. He's my pick from the back of the pack coming out of row seven in the 21st position.
Fabulous.
And your rookie to watch? Sebastian Saavedra. Actually, he's not technically a rookie, but he's still fairly new to the series.
I've watched for Elio Castroneves. I've watched for Graham Rahal. I would watch for J.R. Hildebrand. Tony Kanaan, my pick, is going to be Marco Andretti.
No, wait, Tony Kanaan to watch. Marco's your pick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
The only thing that scares me is Marco had some really fast lap times earlier in the year, or earlier in the week, rather, running 227, but then went out in qualifying and hit 225. So I'm wondering if maybe they did some over adjustments on that vehicle qualifying and maybe have to go back a little bit to get some speed.
I don't know.
But there you go. Here's the weirdest one. The warm-up lap, which is obviously the lap before everything counts. James Hinchcliffe ran 227, didn't run a lap over 227 the entire four laps of qualifying.
Hmm. I'm picking Jimmy Johnson to win the 600, by the way.
I like Jimmy Johnson. I think it's very much time for Dale Earnhardt to win the big race. Dale Earnhardt Jr. picks up the 600 in that one. I also like Tony Stewart in that one. You can't not like Tony Stewart in a long race.
Dale starts 12th.
Boogity, boogity, boogity.
Dale. Now, I'm going to go Jimmy Johnson. First of all, he always drives well in that track anyway.
Jimmy Johnson drives well at any track.
Yeah, but he drives at the Lowe's Speedway in Charlotte. He drives well on that track. Suits him.
Are you using a tie-in there to his car?
No, I'm saying he drives well at that track.
Oh, all right.
He's had a lot of success there.
I got you. No, you can't not like Tony Stewart in a long race. I mean, he just knows how to stay out of trouble.
Contrary to what we get on this show, now Monday, 3 to 5, Joe Paterno in his own words. Tuesday, Jason Dombach, Steakhouse Spikes, plus a special baseball guest. Wednesday, Guy Gadowski, the Penn State men's ice hockey coach, on their first varsity schedule since 1947. Kevin, have a great weekend.
You too, my friend. Enjoy it. Have a burger and dog for me.
Remember what Memorial Day really means. When you have that moment, realize it, and then enjoy the freedom you've been given. Have a great weekend.
Your station for news, weather, business, and Fox Sports Radio is News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.